Proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with, and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Senate Chaplain, the Reverend Dennis Morum from Cloquet, Minnesota. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give thanks to you for this day and for all that this day holds. Bless and guide these men and women, these senators, as they discuss issues that affect the lives of many. And guide them with all your wisdom, your insight, your understanding. May patience and respect prevail as opposing views are expressed, debated, and voted upon. Lord, as we read and hear and see of the prejudice, the resentment, the downright hatred that people on this planet have for each other over race, religion, culture, and whatever else separates us from one another, guide us as all of your people by your divine spirit that we may move toward a greater understanding and acceptance and appreciation of each other. Lord, on this President's Day, guide our President and Congress, along with other world leaders in dealing with the radical group ISIS. And also, Lord, we pray, give unto your spiritual leaders of the world's religions the courage, the boldness, the voice to proclaim your teachings of respect and acceptance and love. May the core teachings of all of our world religions of love God and love neighbor be heard and lived out to a greater degree. And give to those same spiritual leaders the boldness to condemn the voices and the acts of violence and hatred, so the attraction of young people to these groups may steadily diminish. Lord, we also pray for your comfort and your strength on the family and loved ones of Kayla Mueller, recently killed in Syria, as we pray for that same comfort and strength to the families and loved ones of other victims from this country and other countries who have violently died as recently as yesterday. As we pray for this, we are grateful for the United States. And on this President's Day, we thank you for all of your blessings. Amen.
And to the Republic for which it stands, indivisible, with liberty and justice. We don't have anything to do, so we'll talk to you in a minute. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
Quorum is present. We move first to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please make note of that. The fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, Senate File 495 and Senate File 421 will be given their second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated with the following changes. On page 3, Senate file 844 will be referred to the Committee on Health, Human Services, and Housing. On page 6, Senate file 881 will be referred to the Committee on Taxes. On page 7, Senate file 889 will be referred to the Committee on Judiciary. And on page 8, Senate file 896 will be referred to the Committee on Environment and Energy. First reading. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are authors' motions that will be accepted as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Announcements of Senate interest. Are there any announcements? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Saxhog, Wieger, Skoy, Laurie, Ortman, Rood, Pratt, Hayden, Housley, and Latz. Any announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do not adjourn until Thursday, February 19, 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.